This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Update. Here are seven stories we're following this morning. First, the markets closed mixed on Friday after a sell-off Thursday. The Dow was down 0.56%, the Nasdaq was up 0.59%, and the S&P was barely up 0.08, which is basically about being flat. The markets are closed today, Monday, in honor of Martin Luther King, the incredible civil rights leader. Second, the 10-year Treasury yield rose on Friday to 1.77. The two-year rose to 0.969. We're watching the two-year very closely because that'll go up quicker when the Fed starts to raise rates. Third, Jamie Dimon, the brilliant CEO of JP Morgan, says there could be six or seven rate hikes this year. This would ultimately hammer stock and home prices, as our prediction. Fourth, along the line of stocks to take chances on, this is the Warren Buffett Berkshire, three of their big holdings, Procter & Gamble, Moody's, and Apple. Fifth, COVID hospitalizations reached an all-time high, a record of 155,000 average over the last 7 days. Surges have started to slow in the hotspots, and deaths are now about above 2,000 a day. So that's where we're at with COVID-19. Sixth, a few quick notes on Apollo Global Management. First, Apollo has $481 billion in assets under management. And it's a market cap of $52 billion. Of that, private credit is $340 billion, so it's really mostly private credit. Private equity is $80 billion. Real estate is $54.1 billion. TPG, which just went public, by contrast, has around $109 billion in assets under management and a market cap of about $10.4 billion. So Apollo at about $52 billion in market cap, TPG at about $10.4 billion in market cap. Seventh, two of the cases we're following right now are settlements from last year around Stark and anti-kickback issues involving physician hospitals. Both cases were brought by physician whistleblowers. Then the physicians get a percentage of the win if the case settles or succeeds. One case involved physicians being required to sell back shares at certain ages and allegedly selling those shares to younger referring physicians based on the volume or value of cases. That case was settled for $18 million. The second case involved the Texas Heart Hospital. That case settled for $48 million and was based on the concept of requiring physicians to bring cases to the hospital. This is the allegations to retain ownership in the hospital. We watch for these physician-owned hospital cases and just generally kickback and start cases closely. They're fascinating. They impact a great deal of investing by private equity, these and false claims and false billing cases. David Pivnik and Bart Walker head up the Healthcare and Life Sciences Group at McGuire Woods. David himself focuses a lot on these types of cases. In any event, these are seven of the stories we're following this morning. Again, markets mixed on Friday, going to be down Thursday. The 10-year yield, the two-year yield rising. Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan, expecting lots of Fed fund raises this year. Buffett, Berkshire, three of their big picks, P&G, Moody's, and Apple. Fifth, COVID hospitalizations at an all-time high, 155,000, which is an insane number. Sixth, Apollo Global Management, up to $481 billion in assets under management. And then seventh, two large physician or hospital Stark anti-kickback settlements. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Update.